Yo, what's going on? Elevated Toes Radio fam, welcome back, man. New episode. Today's topic, music. It's everywhere. Let's talk about it. So what's going on, guys? This is your host, Nigel Jamal, Elevated Souls Radio. We're back for another one. And my gosh, the topic of music. If you guys know me, if you've known me for some time, well, you know, I'm a stickler for music. I love some music. And I hang around with people who love music as well. And I make, you know, art and content for those who love music. So this is for y'all. And if you listen to music at all in your life, then this is probably for you too. You know, music is everywhere. And for me particularly, I want to talk about the impact on music in our environment, the impact on music in our society, the impact on music on our children, and the impact on music on ourselves. So just to start from the beginning, right? Music is played everywhere. It's played to symbolize beginnings, transitions, endings, you know, holidays, promotions, promotional parties, you know. Music is played in movies. Music is played in video games. Music is played in TV shows, celebrations, you know what I'm saying, birthdays. We play music at graduations, we play music at funerals, we play music at war, you know, throughout history. You guys heard about the wars that have went on in this world. Well, music has been played on the battlefield, you know, and music is played in politics, music is played at concerts, and the majority of life's major events is true. It's true that music is everywhere, and sound is everywhere, really. At the real base of everything is sound is really what's at the base of everything. So just to go back, a brief history lesson on me, right? Nigel Jamal, on myself, and the impact of music on my life, and this is my personal, you know, experience, my journey. So if yours differs, you know, this is yours, but this is me. And thanks for tuning in today. Without further ado, let's get right into it. So when I was younger, I wish someone would have explained to me the power of music and just how powerful songs can be and lyrics and stuff like that. See, now that I know how powerful music can be, I listen to music with intention. I used to listen to music that was talking about nothing but partying and drinking and getting in trouble with the law and doing drugs and, you know, having all kinds of like unconscious sex and stuff like that. And that's the lifestyle I lived when I listened to that music. It felt draining, I should say. And I always found myself in the club at one point, like, what are we doing here? Why am I even here? I always felt myself at these parties, and I'm just like, yo, I just want to go home. I just want to go home and, like, play video games or, like, chill or, like, you know, hang out with some peeps or read a book. And at the time, in the beginning of me doing all of this and not really knowing the power of music, I just went along with it. You know, I was part of the FOMO group, fear of missing out. I wanted to be where everyone was. I wanted to do what everyone was doing. I always had my own way of doing things, and I always, for some strange reason, stood out in my own little way. That's not to say that I'm, you know, better or anything than anybody. I just, sometimes I didn't really fit in, but I tried. You know, I tried to get with it, tried to get jiggy with it, and it felt like false. It didn't feel organic. It didn't feel authentic, like I was really being myself. So at some point I realized the effect that lifestyle was having on me and my loved ones and my relationships and my like gifts, my talents and my career, my future, and most importantly, myself. And I figured, you know, if I was gonna love myself fully, I had to make sure that I take care of the things that mean the most to me. And that started with myself, my mind, my body, my soul, my spirit. And even when I recognized that it was time for a change, that change never took full effect until I, you know, cut out all that contributed to my detriment. My taste in music happened to be the biggest influence among other things. My habits, you know, the things I would listen to, the things I would watch, the content that I would consume, and, you know, the observer, myself, you know, the self, is the creator. What we consume, we become. What we think, we become. And what we give attention to expands. Where your attention goes, energy flows. Not to get all quantum on you, but thoughts become things at the lowest molecular level. You are what you listen to. What you think, you feel. What you feel, you vibrate. And what you vibrate, you attract. And that's why thoughts become things. This is the law of attraction at work. So if you control the music and that you listen to, then you control your habits and your behavior. You take the first step at taking back your sovereignty, taking back your power, and empowering yourself to make more conscious decisions and be more aware. Instead of when we blindly listen to things and certain songs, you know. There's a quote that I like to share, and it goes, control the music and you can control the use. And as once been said by Adolf Hitler, he said, control the music and you can control the youth. Wow. Adolf Hitler said that. You know, if you've read up on history, you know that name. No matter where you are in the world, you know that name. That man was responsible for a lot of turmoil in the world. But y'all know how it goes. We collect the past to define the present and shape the future. So if we learn what these men and women of the past did, then we could do something different. We could shape the future to be exactly what bliss and heaven or earth we want it to be. You know, what kind of messages in the music are our youth listening to? Because I know babies, you know, they give attention to whatever we give attention. They start doing whatever we do. And we see a lot of videos and a lot of content of like babies doing these like dances and dancing to these songs. But who's the one playing the song? The baby don't just turn it on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, after a certain while, the baby does. When they learn from you, they learn from you how to do it, how to turn it on. They learn from you how to, you know, play with the iPads and the iPhones and the technology and tablets. The babies learn from us. They learn from the people that are around them. We all learn from the people that were around us growing up. So what are we teaching our kids? What are we letting them listen to? You know, when I was growing up, I wasn't allowed to listen to music with curse words in it. And then I got on my rebel tip and I was like, I'm going to listen to music with curse words in it when I became a teenager. And I'm like, that's me, you know. But it wasn't really me when the kids, it's funny, it came back full circle. Like, I listened to music with curse words. I wasn't allowed to listen to music with curse words growing up. Then I wanted to listen to music with curse words growing up. Then at one point I realized I didn't really even like music with curse words. I just wanted to do it because it was different, because it was something I haven't done before, because it was something that was taken away from me or held back from me, you know. So growing up, sometimes when we box our kids in, when they get to that rebel phase, it'll be based on how much you shelled them, you know, like a tortoise, like a turtle. How much did you shell them in? and block from them what was going on in the world or what they could be exposed to. Because at one point or some point, they're going to be exposed to it. And you want to make sure that when they get exposed to that, they know how to make decisions for themselves. And they're doing what they want to do because they really want to do it. Not because they're just trying to show you that, you know, they can do what you so told them they couldn't do. That's huge. You know, parents, you got young kids, you got middle-aged kids, you got kids, whatever age. I'm no father yet, but I plan on, you know, doing a lot of the things my parents did for me growing up and more. I learned a lot just from seeing other people and from being a kid and being a teenager and going through the rebel phases and listening to that kind of music. I learned a lot about what I want to carry down in my legacy and what I want to do for my family when I have that. And I want to take care of business. But at the same time, I want to expose my kids to things that they're going to be exposed to eventually and let them make decisions mindfully from a place of inner knowing, from a place of understanding. So to wrap this up, got some questions for you guys. Who are the number one artists being played and what are they saying? Have you ever thought about that? Lyrics are powerful. The phrase abracadabra is translated to I create as I speak. As I speak, I create. If you take that word abracadabra and reverse it, it spells out the same exact word, abracadabra. So the phrase I create as I speak, I create, holds credence. Lyrics and words, they carry frequency, and words vibrate, and they're sounds. So words carry sound, and sound is music. What are we playing for our kids? What sounds are we allowing them to hear? You know, we got private school kids perpetuating violence, perpetuating this and that because they heard it on the radio. It's because it was cool. What if we made, you know, what was cool being yourself and being your most authentic version? Like, we got kids doing things that they'll never do. This is a really tough topic for me to touch on, you know, but even sexuality, like kids are choosing sexuality that has nothing to do with what they truly want because they're being mind controlled into something that they never even wanted in the first place, but they were taught that that was how you rebel. That's how you, you know, rebel against society, and that's how you rebel against authority and how you rebel against your parents and stuff like that. Like, you know, they choose the violent music. They care only about material things, and they're being promiscuous with men and women, no matter what gender they are, and they're not even choosing it on their own. They're choosing it because the lyrics say so. They're choosing it because the words say so. They're choosing it because the media, the cunning media says so. It's got all these vibrations. It's telling you all of this stuff. The Matrix is something else, man. So just some food for thought for y'all. Different take on music, a different take on consumption and content. And if you feel this episode, if you dig it, share it with a friend. Holla at me. Y'all know the handle at Elevated Toes Radio on Insta and at Elevated Toes Pod on Twitter. You know, we're there. You know, check out the blog if you want, elevatedtoesradio.wordpress.com. And stay tuned, man. A lot of content on the brink, but we gonna move and we gonna keep creating and keep vibrating and keep being mindful. Elevated Toes Radio, the podcast that gets high when they go low. You already know which way to go. It's your boy Nigel Jamal with love, signing off. Yes.